Title: Session Organization for Speed for Clean Mixes Beginner. All right, welcome in. In this session, we're building something that feels boring right up until it saves you hours. A drum and bass Ableton Live session layout that's fast to navigate, fast to mix, and way harder to mess up. Because here's the truth. In DNB you stack a lot of layers. Kick, snare, hats, percussion, breaks, multiple bass layers, atmospheres, effects, maybe vocals. And if your project is a random pile of tracks, you'll waste creative energy just searching, routing wrong things, eking the wrong channel, clipping the master, and wondering why everything feels muddy. So today, we're going to set up a repeatable structure. Same track order every time. Same groups. Same returns. Simple bus chains. Clean gain staging. And a basic arrangement skeleton so you're not staring at an empty timeline. By the end, the goal is this. You open live and you're making a DNB loop within minutes, not setting up plumbing for half an hour. Let's build it. First, start with track order. This is bigger than it sounds. A consistent top-to-bottom layout means your eyes learn where stuff is. Your hands learn it. You stop hunting. At the top, make a drums group. Inside it, create tracks in a predictable order. Tick, snare, then an optional clap or rim if you use one. Then closed hats and open hats. Then percussion. Then your break track like an amen or think. Then a drum effects track for fills and impacts. The exact number isn't sacred, but the order should stay consistent. Under that, make a bass group. Inside, juice sub, then mid bass like your Reese or Neuro layer, then an optional top or texture bass. Under that, make a music group for pads, atmos, stabs, and leads. Then VOX if you're using vocals. Then effects for risers, downlifters, sweeps, and foley. Then your return tracks. Then master. Now do it quickly. Select related tracks and group them with Command or Control plus G. And rename the groups immediately. Use caps, drums, bass, music, FX, FUX. It's not about looking cool. It's about instant readability. Next, color coding. This is one of the highest value, lowest effort habits in Ableton. Pick a palette and stick to it. For example, drums in red or orange, bass in purple, music in blue or teal, FUX in yellow, FX in green, returns in gray, master in white. Now when you glance at the session, you can find things in literally a fraction of a second. And when you're deep in a drop and you need to tweak the snare send, you won't touch the wrong track by mistake. Next, naming. And I want you to name tracks like a mix engineer, not like a poet. Avoid things like Audio 17, Snare 2, Bass New, because those names stop being meaningful the moment you add three more layers. Instead, do clear names like Snare Main, Break Amen, Subsign, Bass Reese Mid. Here's a fast system that works. Use a prefix for what it is and a suffix for what it does. So kick, snare, hat, sub, then add main, layer, top, ghost, fill. And quick extra habit. If something is annoying but you don't want to fix it right now, tag it in the name. Snare main bracket ringy. Break amen bracket harsh. PAD bracket too wide. It saves mental bandwidth and stops you from going into random plugin spirals. Now we're going to set up routing properly, because this is where organization turns into clean mixes. In Ableton, your groups are going to act like buses. That means the drums group track is your drum bus, the bass group track is your bass bus, and so on. And we'll put a light starter chain on the group tracks. On the drums group, add EQ 8 first. Do a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. 12 dB per octave is fine, just to remove rumble you don't need. If your break is boxy, you can do a very small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, but keep it subtle. The idea is clean up, not sculpt the entire drum sound on the bus. Then add glue compressor. A great beginner starting point is attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and you're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. If you're slamming it, you're probably trying to fix problems that belong on the individual tracks. Then optionally add saturator. DNB loves controlled saturation. Soft sign or analog clip are good modes to start. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is that forward, loud, controlled feeling without random digital clipping. On the bass group, do a similar idea but lighter. EQ 8 first, with an optional low cut around 20 to 25 Hz if there's sub-rumble. Then a glue compressor or regular compressor, just to glue layers if they feel disconnected. Again, think 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not 8. And then add utility at the end. Utility is your best friend for fast trimming and for mono control. Bass is usually mostly mono, especially the sub, so utility makes it easy to manage that. Now let's talk gain staging, because this is where speed comes from. If you keep headroom, you stop fighting the master, and you stop panicking when you add one more sound. Here are practical targets while producing. Individual tracks peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS. Groups peaking around minus 10 to minus 6. And the master peaking around minus 6 while you're writing. That gives you room to add layers, and it keeps your processing behaving nicely. Here's the fast workflow move. Put utility at the end of each group bus and use it as a trim. If drums is too hot, turn utility down 2 to 6 dB. Fix it upstream. Don't just pull the master fader down and pretend everything is fine. That's how you end up with clipping and weird plugin behavior later. Now we build return tracks. This is one of the biggest differences between beginner sessions and sessions that actually mix clean. Instead of putting a different reverb on every snare layer and a different delay on every FX hit, you build a small set of shared returns that save CPU, keeps your space consistent, and makes automation way easier. Create three returns to start. Return A is short drum verb. Use hybrid reverb or reverb. Choose a small room or short plate. This audio version is shortened for playback.